Still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. All right, so you had a really good call the last time, I thought. And let me just start out by asking you what's on your mind, what has been happening, and what can I answer questions on this this week's lesson.
A few questions, but what's going on is, for me, I feel like I hit that eureka moment where where I can envision the end result of this. You know, it's kind of as if the machine starts rolling or starts moving forward. The wheel starts spinning and the gears start moving forward, and then you can see the end result. You know, you can have a, more of a vision.
Good. Did you have anything happen, or was it just
a
couple of things?
We've had a lot of things. That happened to me before. Multiple things happened, but we met with the attorney that was a B-level attorney, not an A, that was a B-level COI, and
yes.
What was supposed to be a 30-minute meeting turned out to be a 2.5-hour meeting.
Oh, my God.
And we wanted it to be mutual, but he just was really, really spinning the wheels and trying to understand our business and had so many great ideas as to how we can tap into a market that he's involved in, which is the PI market,
personal injury attorney
market.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
So we may have developed a new niche.
Right. And he's referred a few clients over, you know, over time, one of them being a great Supernova client, but he feels that if he makes introductions and meetings with all these PI attorneys for us, that we can really tap into an underserved market.
Well, you know, that we talked. I ended up putting a note in my book here, internal specialization, I suggested that we talk about that next week. So, perfect. There, you've got one. You've got an internal niche that will create value in the eyes of the client, and that's the key.
And then something else happened. You know, we tried to focus on the acquisition and how you said to just, you didn't say any words, but to just get it done as opposed to looking for perfection. And I started doing what you suggested on LinkedIn, 100 new contacts a day, 100 messages.
Yeah.
And I focused
yeah.
it on the executives in the construction and engineering business, executives and business owners in that industry. And I would send out, I would like help with the script of what I'm saying, but pretty much it was something along the lines of, we're working with many folks in your industry, and we would like to schedule a time to talk. And we have one appointment next week with a Merrill, someone who's working with Merrill, the counselor at Merrill. And we had another call scheduled, but, you know, getting that, something that I'm doing every day now.
It's really good. You're going to get a lot of, I mean, it's just like cold calling, except you don't have to cold call. You know, it can be very effective. So congratulations. That's exciting.
Thanks.
How about you, Ricardo?
Sorry?
How about you? Anything going on for you?
Well, yeah, we met with Roxanne and I both met with this COI. And he was, you know, we kept telling him about, because the intention was to get him into the mastermind group, right?
Yeah.
He would start the mastermind, which he says he wants to be a part of. And so that's what the intention was. Like Roxana said, the meeting took 2.5 hours. But we also told them about our, you know, our service model and what we're doing, and like Roxana said, we wanted to you know, for it to be mutually exclusive, mutually beneficial, sorry. And towards, you know, one of the things he said, well, I think one of the ways you could help me is actually helping me basically like supernova my practice. So that we're going to be giving him a book at our next meeting. We're going to go visit him at his office, see his practice, and we're going to have him come, you know, see our practice. And we were actually having a meeting with Nicholas now, because Ed Nicholas was brainstorming. He said one of the things that we can do is, because he gets a lot of referrals from these PI attorneys, that's basically how he runs his business. And he said one of the things we could do is we could actually host like a cocktail for these attorneys who are giving him these referrals, like a end of the year cocktail or something, adding value to him as an appreciation for them, and we sponsor it and we meet all these different PI attorneys.
Interesting. Do you think they'd like to be together, or do they see each other as a threat?
They may see each other as a threat. I thought of that now.
Well, he did say that they all attend an industry. That's another thing he told us that we can go to, and maybe it doesn't have, maybe it could be the ones that he knows that work together already. You know, that maybe handle different type of you know, like, so for instance, he works with one that all they do is handle the mesothelioma, the asbestos claims.
Yes.
So he may want to bring that guy in along with the guy that handles, you know, the slip and fall, just giving an example.
Interesting. Yeah, let him, he can tell you how to navigate that world. If he says a cocktail party would be good, do a cocktail party. Okay? Listen to him. Don't you guys try and figure it out. Listen to him. Okay?
Yeah.
She'll know the politics.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if he thinks a lunch should be better, do a lunch. He just knows. He knows how to navigate that. So, you know, when I tell you guys, I'm always saying, that, you know, ask the question. You know, if you were me, how would you do this?
Yeah.
It's always the best. Don't try and figure it out yourself. Okay. Well, that's really good news. So, Roxana, you said it all kind of came together for you. What was that? Aha moment.
Rika. Oh, the moment? You know, I don't remember. But I just remember it like a thought came into my mind, and I could see the vision. I could see the end result.
Okay. So you were making the calls, or the folders were coming together, or something.
No, I remember it was.
Yeah, it came together. Good. Well, that's, when you see that, then you've gone past the, call that the tipping point. You know, that's when you've done enough work that you get it, and then the rest of it is, you just kind of fall in place after that, because you're convinced.
Right.
And once you're convinced, then the process will just happen. It will just come together. And then you'll be more and more enthusiastic about it. You can't really be enthusiastic until you believe. But once you believe, then you let the enthusiasm come through. That's what sells, frankly. No one will say no to you regarding supernova, if you have that enthusiasm.
Right.
Okay, let's turn to the lesson for the week. It's on introductions, Bill Cage's book, Get More Referrals Now. What questions do you have about that?
Well, I don't know if you remember that we actually attended a came to our office and basically did the same type of presentation that you did at the Hyatt, you know, from that 8:30 to 11:30, and held an educational seminar, I guess. We haven't read the book only because we bought the book and we lost it, and Nicholas just gave me his book now.
Okay. So you attended the seminar.
Yeah. We're actually having a meeting about the seminar.
So you know the process, right? What would you say is the key to the success of the process?
I think there's a few keys. I think it's changing that mindset from referrals to introductions. I think that, you know, that one word makes a huge difference.
It's true.
I think that, you know, about explaining, talking to your... To the clients about your why you do what it is that you do, why you continue to do it. And also being a connector, you know, to like what we tried doing with this this attorney, you know, to basically connect him, you know, to see how we can help him.
And Roxanna, it's a huge point. And part of your job and part of your script should be selfless. It should be to give. So the question is, when you try what you do, tell them that what you do is you help people connect to people that they know or should know in the industry. Okay, so that's really your purpose in doing this, is to create goodwill and to become known as a connector. Okay, and if you do that, it's a longer-term strategy, and it will work. You can do what you're doing now, which is brilliant, but also add the part about what you do and your purpose is to help them and to connect them to people that they would like to know or should know. So that's where you have to really know the industry, and you look at a person and what they do, and you say, this guy should know these people. Just like you did probably the trial attorneys that you're talking about. Okay? So that's an important distinction. So... All right, so the key, all right, to Bill Gates' process is, one, you must have value. You must be worthwhile. You must have done something that creates value. Meaning, you have a great investment process, you've done great financial planning, and you're doing supernova. So you're unique, you're different, and you create unique value, okay? So you first create it, you earn it, and then that's important. But it's not important unless the client knows it and recognizes it and is able to articulate it, okay? So when you are doing this, the first question is the key. What it does is it solidifies in the mind of the client what the reason that they're doing business with you. And it puts them from the other side of the table to your side of the table. And if you don't do that, then it's a confrontation. So even if you don't do anything but ask the value question and then stop, you've accomplished a great deal. I think last week we talked about moving things from the short-term memory to the long-term memory. Did I talk about that?
No.
Okay, well, at the end... Here's an important thing. When you are, let's say you met with that attorney, right? And you're not sure what he heard, what he didn't hear. You met for a long time. You covered a lot of territory. It's all in the short-term memory now. And your attempt now is to get it into the long-term memory. And one of the ways to do that is to ask him to articulate what it was that he valued. Right? So one of the questions that's really important and very valuable question is, what are the three big takeaways from today's session? So you meet with somebody, you have a good session with them, you've articulated a lot of things he has, and once he's done that, you can say to him, for me, the three big takeaways are this, this, and this. Especially if it's been a mutually beneficial fact-finding experience.
Right.
Like you had, okay? So what that will do for him is it'll move it from the short-term memory to the long-term memory. When you write something down and you repeat it, it locks it into the long-term memory. The same thing is true for you. That's why you want to send to people, here are the big, when you send them the executive summary of the call, when you send them that, that helps you lock in what was important, and it helps them to read it then, see it, and lock it in for them. So a lot of what you're doing is training. You're training clients, you're training prospects, you're training participants. So you follow some of the basic training on BET modules. This is fundamental to teaching. Because you can say a million things, they're all in the short-term memory, and by the time you meet the next time, they're gone, right? So that's why I ask you questions. You know, you watch the video, you read the material. If I ask you questions and you articulate the question and then I answer them, you've locked in some of that knowledge right there. So think about it. When you're asking him, you know, John, it's a great meeting today, and I think it's been a wonderful experience for me. Let me ask you a question. With your permission, what I'd like to do is ask one of the three, you know, first of all, with your permission, I'd like your permission, go ahead, yes. I'd like to ask you, what are the three things that you value from your experience you've had over the last year with ourselves and our firm? And I like the three things rather than one. You know, Bill will teach you to ask, what is it that you value from this experience? That's great. But you don't get to some of the most important things, because they just want that question answered and over. But when you say, what are the three most important things that you value from this experience this year with ourselves and our firm, you give a chance to think. And by the time they come up with the third one, that's probably the most important one. And don't be afraid to use the what else question. They finish with the three, and just before you leave the topic, you say, just before we leave that, is there anything else that you'd like to share? Now, if you left it there, that would be fabulous. Okay, you've done a lot. But if you think the time is appropriate, and he's been very enthusiastic about you, then that's when you can transition to the introductory model.
Introductory model for them to give you introductions?
Yes. You say, well, you know, so you transition. You say, wow, that's really, I appreciate that very much. What you said, and you're writing it down, and you say, I'm going to share this with my, you know, with your permission, I'd like to share this with my team. Because I think that what you said is very valuable. Okay, so then you take it back and you share it, by the way. Because it's important that everybody on the team knows what he said and what he cares about. But those are the things you want to repeat. It may be something completely different than you think. But if he said, it's the fact that you remembered my birthday and sent me a card and you're the only one that did, you don't want to mess that up, right, the next time. Okay, so do you know how to transition from there to Bill Gates' model?
The value, to the VISPA?
Yes, VISPA, yes. Value, important. Permission, suggestion, advice. He doesn't teach the A, I do.
Yeah, he tried the VIPs is what he taught, correct?
Yep, yep. So you got to practice that, and you got to get comfortable. But once you do, it'll be easy, and it goes pretty well.
Now,
one guy. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. As far as, like, let's say, for instance, we have this meeting with this client, not the client, this prospect next Tuesday. Is that something you would do, like, at the end of the meeting? Like, what are three things you found?
No, not in that meeting. You've already got permission.
No, for him it would be, what do you like about your current relationship? And
yeah.
What are three things you like,
correct.
And what are three things you don't like?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just jump right in the brainstorm.
Yeah.
And he leads, let him lead it. Somehow you've convinced him that this is to his best interest, and or he really likes you guys. Something's making him want to do this, and so that's what you focus on. Some people just really want to help.
Well, we've known him for a long time as well, and one of the things he said was he didn't know, you know, basically how to refer his business, what we were looking for, how we did our practice. You know, he didn't know what was a good or bad client.
So,
that's
the Ricardo, so you learned a lot about how you develop relationships, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't expect somebody to refer to you so they know those things.
Yeah.
Yet 98% of the people go out there, ask for an introduction, and don't define any of those or answer any of those questions. So that's what you do with each and every, with everybody, even clients, everybody. And make it exclusive. You know, we're looking for 4 or 5 new clients this year. We'd like to bring on. This is our minimum. This is the kind we'd like to have clients like yourself that are wonderful clients. That would be a good fit for us. Wonderful people. Yeah, they're wonderful people. And they really think about it. It's just they don't just hand you something. Think about it. Now what's going to happen because of that is your introductions are going to be so much better.
Yeah.
We're going to be really good introductions. So think about what you did. I mean, you did what this gentleman does down in Cincinnati. He's kind of a master. It's in Bill Gates' second book. And he's kind of a master of doing this, what he does. I coached him. I've been coaching him now for a long time. Probably started coaching him 3 years ago. Anyway, he used to do it at the end of every call. Now what he does is set up a separate appointment to brainstorm. So he gets permission, but it's to set up another appointment to brainstorm. And then he spends, just like you guys are going to do, meet with the client. He meets with the client and spends the entire time brainstorming.
So is that, I would assume that's one of his monthly topics on the 24-month calendar?
It's a separate meeting.
Oh, it's a separate meeting?
Yeah, the monthly calendar I'm not even sure he puts it on there. It's when he meets in person twice a year. That's when he brings up the topic, and then he sets up a separate meeting for brainstorming. Now, they have to agree to it. They don't agree. He doesn't do it. And he's not interested in doing it with everybody. But just think about it. You don't have to re-explain everything to this guy. You might go back and you ask him the 3 things that he valued most from that experience. You know, what are the 3 big takeaways? You might go back and reiterate those at the beginning of the conversation. That sort of bridges from one meeting to the other. Just so we heard you correctly, these are the 3 things that you mentioned that you value from the work that we're doing. Number 1, number 2, number 3. Is that still correct? Yes. Great. Yeah. All right. Last time we talked about getting back together and doing the following. Boom. So let's get started. And you go, great. Okay. Just think about how your brain works. We're all very forgetful. So you want to be able to help people remember why they're there the next time they meet. Why did we say we wanted this meeting? That's why you want to have an agenda for every meeting. This is why we called the meeting, and this is what we said we wanted to accomplish. So here's the agenda. Is there anything that you'd like to add to the agenda or anything that you'd like to share before we get started? Yeah, everybody in the service business, by the way, could use Supernova.
Yeah.
Anybody that does a CPA, attorney, a realtor, commercial realtor, residential realtor, they should. In fact, I just met with a realtor in Nashville. She's the daughter of Rob Schaefer, the guy that works with me and helps me coach. She was talking about how frustrating it is to sell $250,000 houses because the people take as much time as the people looking for $1 million houses. And, in fact, she said they take twice as much time. Because, frankly, they need to be completely educated. Very hard. I said, so why don't you just focus on people with, you know, houses between 500 and a million, or 500 and a million lots? She goes, God, I should. See, people just don't think about it. They just do whatever. And then they get frustrated because it's stupid wasting their time. So anyway, does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're doing great with this stuff. Yeah, you're really good students. You're very smart. You listen. You write it down. And then you do it. I can't tell you, but fortunately, not everyone does this. But your time is valuable, my time is valuable, and I appreciate the fact that you do it. Okay? So keep doing it. All right, so I'm going to have to get off today. I'm heading to Florida. It's kind of crazy. But any final questions?
Yeah, we had one question. We actually put it on the agenda on the number of prospects you need in your pipeline. I don't remember if it was on a call or one of the videos. You said you mentioned something about having 500 prospects to get down to the 90.
A prospect, you know, it's Ricardo, it's all according to your closure rate, okay?
Yeah.
So if you get an introduction and you close that introduction 90% of the time, you need fewer prospects. So it's a ratio based on your closure rate. So you need to figure out what your closure rate is, who's your new minimums, how many suspects do you need, how many introductions really. Introductions, but if they're good introductions, you're going to turn them into prospects right away. The bad introductions, they stay a suspect. So the number is very dependent on you and your skill level. As you get better and better, you're going to need fewer and fewer prospects. Your closure rate is going to be much higher, and the people referring you are going to be much better trained. So in the beginning, you're going to need more,
Yeah.
So what would you say about 500?
The answer is you don't ever want to have more than 90 real prospects, but you could have as many as 500 introductions. They're not prospects. They're just introductions.
Okay.
They're suspects. They're suspects. Then they become prospects once they qualify.
Okay.
From those 500, we transition 90. Those 90 are the ones that we have on the Supernova introductory phase, right?
Yes. That's a lot. That's probably too many. I'm happy if you guys have 50.
All right. Perfect.
That's much more realistic with the practice that you have.
Yeah.
You're not starting at zero. You know, if you're starting at zero, I tell you to have 90. But you've already got a good book. You've got good prospects. You've got good center of influence now. As you develop your center of influence, 50 is probably the max I tell you to ever have.
Right.
You really want to follow up with these people and do a good job.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, that's it. That's it for now.
Okay. All right, Malcolm, Dan, you're doing terrific. Sounds like you're keep those appointments up. Center Smith Lutz and others, it's really going well. You can see, that amazing? You know, you think these people aren't going to want to meet with me. Not only speak with you, but he uses half your day.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
And it would have been longer if he didn't have court in the afternoon.
You're going to have to cut him off then. You're going to limit the amount of time he gets from you guys because he can't afford that much stuff.
Yeah, God forbid he sends us a bill now.
Jason, 1 hour. 1 hour the next time. Limit it to an hour. Have an agenda. Have an agenda and keep him on top. Sounds like he might be a talker. You got to be careful of the talkers. They can take up a lot of your time. He'll resent it. It's fine the first time. But don't go over an hour, no matter what. Set up another meeting.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. You gotta limit it. Because he'll resent it's a lot of his time. A lot of billable hours are gone there. So you want to make sure, you know, you want to keep him efficient, too. In fact, that's part of what you're going to teach him.
Yeah.
Okay? Part of Supernova. More meetings, shorter, with an agenda. Regular monthly meetings, with an agenda.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Chris. Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.